Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, April 26, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Two Nordic countries move to join NATO. Attacks on American police hit an all-time high. 50% of parents financially support their adult children. New Jersey allowing cops to smoke pot. Also ahead is legalizing pot. A good idea, but first. Sweden and Finland will submit applications to join NATO. The countries working with the USA and other Western allies to thwart Putin. Both nations have remained neutral for decades. Russia's invasion of Ukraine causing military leaders in Scandinavia to forge closer ties with NATO. Finland and Russia share an 800-mile-long border, so Vlad loses again. More police officers were killed in the line of duty under President Biden than any other time in 26 years. According to stats from the FBI, 73 cops were intentionally murdered in 2021. That's a 59% jump compared to the previous year and the most since 1995. Attacks against law enforcement are up in every major city. Departments blame the violence on anti-police rhetoric and lenient DAs. Homicides, by the way, up 44% nationwide compared to 2019. What does Mr. Biden think about all that? He has not said a word. 50% of parents with children over the age of 18 still provide them with financial support. A survey from savings.com finds families give $1,000 a month on average to help adult offspring. 65% of adult children living with their parents do not contribute to household expenses at all. Biggest factors behind the handouts, kids say they have credit card debt, student loans, and a lot of them are unemployed. Cops in New Jersey can now legally light up marijuana. Unlike other places like Colorado or Massachusetts, the state says that cops can use cannabis off duty. Critics claim that's dangerous for people who have firearms. More on legalized weed after this short break. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. The United States of pot. According to a recent CBS News YouTube poll, 66% of American voters now say marijuana should be federally legal. 88% of Democrats say yes. 50% of Republicans. Just 34% believe marijuana should remain a controlled substance by the feds. Some pot facts. 13 states now permit the consumption of marijuana for recreational use. Another 22 allow medical marijuana. 9% of Americans have consumed pot in the last 30 days. 2% of U.S. adults have a marijuana abuse problem. That's approximately 6.6 million people. The drug accounts for 67% of new treatment admissions for teenagers. Marijuana is the most abused drug in middle school, high school, and college. Teens who use pot on a weekly basis are 25% less likely to graduate high school. Drug addiction rates in adults are 7 times higher for those who begin smoking pot at an early age. Teenagers who consume marijuana on a regular basis are 5 times more likely to experiment with other illegal drugs. That is the gateway theory. States that have legalized pot have seen a 10% on average increase in DUI accidents. So the question becomes, why do so many Americans want another intoxicant in the marketplace? It is true that incarcerating people who use marijuana is foolish. It should not happen. It is also true that some folks can use pot without harm. Some folks. But children cannot. If you are a kid and you become intoxicated on a drug or alcohol, your childhood vanishes. And in this society, we have children 9, 10 years old becoming intoxicated. That is a crime against children. Also, legalizing pot sends a terrible message to the kids, and the stuff will be far easier for children to acquire. That's because adult drug addicts, heroin addicts, methamphetamine, will buy legalized pot and sell it to kids to get money to buy the harder drugs. That's how it works. So, again, why do so many Americans want legalized marijuana? I think it's an emotional thing. Millions of Americans like to get high. And because they like it, they don't think about the other social implications. Pot is bad for kids. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you would like more honest news information, please visit BillO'Reilly.com, where you can see me on television. And 1 week from today, my new book, Killing the Killers, The Secret War Against Terrorists, hits the marketplace. In a moment, something you might not know.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 68 years ago today, doctors began administering an experimental drug to thousands of American children. The medication eventually eradicated a terrible affliction that plagued the planet for centuries. The polio vaccine had arrived. Here is the story. The search for a polio cure dates back to ancient Egypt. Some mummified bodies of Pharaoh show symptoms associated with polio. The illness occurs mostly in children and often results in partial paralysis. The virus attacks the central nervous system, causing weakness in limbs, difficulty breathing, and in some cases, death. The disease is contagious and reached epidemic proportions throughout the first half of the 20th century as more people moved from the countryside into the cities. The perfect breeding ground for polio was densely packed public schools. The man behind the original vaccine was New York-born physician and influenza expert Jonas Salk. On April 26, 1954, his polio vaccine involved trials, and 2 million children were given the vax. The trials began at the Franklin Sherman Elementary School in suburban Virginia. The doses were eventually tested on kids all across the USA, Canada, and Finland in Europe. Thankfully, it worked. 1 year later, the polio vaccine was announced on national public radio and then delivered to millions of schools. Vaccination was mandatory in many places. The number of annual infections in the USA dropped from 60,000 in 1952 to just 25 by 1961. Today, the virus is virtually eliminated across North America and Western Europe. And here's something else you might not know. The disease spared no one. The afflicted included President Franklin Roosevelt, musician Neil Young, Nazi propaganda chief Joseph Goebbels, director Francis Ford Coppola, and Senator Mitch McConnell. But again, today, polio has largely been eradicated. Back after this.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.